So now we have an opportunity to celebrate this meal together, the Lord's Supper, to remember his sacrifice, the sacrifice of Christ. So the bold words are up on the screen for you to read. We'll read them together. People of God, lift up your hearts today. We lift them up to the Lord. Let's give thanks to the Lord our God. It's right for us to give our thanks and praise. Pray with me. With joy we praise you, gracious God, because you've created heaven and earth. You made us in your image. You kept covenant with us, even when we fell into sin. And though we were lost, you found us. Though our return to you was impossible on our terms, Lord God, you made it possible on yours. You sent Jesus, who by his life and death took our sin and the wrongness of this whole world on himself. A Friday with a cross is our day of atonement. And Lord, by his resurrection, he atoned for us and brought us back into right relationship for you and opened to us the way of everlasting life. So Lord, we thank you that your holiness has purified us and calls us ever onward to the glory of your name. Amen. Now we have a chance to say what we believe together. A little nugget I found in one of these teaching documents, a little question and answer to teach us how Christ stands in for us, how he substitutes for us. So actually, the bold part I'm going to read, you read the answers. According to God's righteous judgment, we deserve punishment, both in this world and forever after. So how then can we escape punishment and return to God's favor? God requires that his justice be satisfied. Therefore, the claims of his justice must be paid in full, either by ourselves or another. Can we pay this debt ourselves? Certainly not. Actually, we increase our debt every day. Can another creature, any at all, pay this debt for us? No. To begin with, God will not punish another creature for what a human is guilty of. Besides, no mere creature can bear the weight of God's eternal anger against sin and release others from it. So what kind of mediator and deliverer should we look for then? One who is truly human and truly righteous, yet more powerful than all creatures. That is, one who is also God. So we give thanks to God that our Savior Jesus Christ, the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and he said, "This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And he said, "Whenever you drink it, this is my blood of the new covenant. Do this in remembrance of me." And so we say together, our faith is signed, sealed, meaned in this sacrament. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pray with me. Lord our God, send your Holy Spirit so that this bread and cup may be for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. He now continually stands at your right hand. He intercedes for us. He trades his righteousness to us for our sin. May we and all your holy people be clothed with Christ. May we become worthy to stand in your presence by your grace. And may we be certain of being changed toward your glory. We pray in the name of Jesus who taught us to pray, and we pray this prayer together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Congregation of Jesus Christ, this table is for all who truly confess their sins before God. We're honest about that and about our unholiness. But we also recognize that in Christ we have salvation from sin. and that he has, by his sheer grace, called us into his community, and that now we are committed to serving him with everything that we are and everything that we have. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Now this morning, there are a couple notes on how we celebrate this. First of all, if you see a piece of bread with a toothpick in it, this is gluten-free for anybody who needs gluten-free bread. If you don't, please don't take those. There are some people who do. Also, if you're not sure, if this is something that really is for you, if you're not sure you really believe that Jesus died for your sin and was raised for your life, it's okay to let this pass by. It's okay. But understand that the invitation of grace is always there for you until your dying day. And finally, for those of you who might be very young, if you want to participate here at New Hope, if you are a baptized child of a believer, you are allowed, on the parents' discretion, to share this because you too are part of the family of God. So would the elders please come forward? And as we serve this, you take a piece and we'll wait, and the praise team will be up and we'll sing together, and then we will eat together.
Oh, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that made us whole was on him. And by his bruises, we are healed.
So people of God, this bread which we have broken together is our sharing in the body of Christ. Take it, eat it, remember, believe that the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was broken for the complete forgiveness of all of our sins.
Thank you.
People of God, this cup is our sharing in the blood of Christ, which was shed for you. Take it, drink it, remember, believe it all, because his blood was shed for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. Pray with me. Holy God, Christ has carried off all our sins all the way into forgetfulness, and your Spirit has carried us into grace. You've taken away the rags of evil that cling to our lives, and you've given us the rich threads of honor. And so you've made atonement for us. You've made us worthy to be at your table. Send us from here cleansed and consecrated, so that your purity and goodness would flow through us and scrub all the corners of the world cleaner and toward you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.